Okay, today's daf is Chulin Kaftet. We're going to start at the bottom at where the two dots are. We're going to just review very briefly from yesterday. We ended with a new machloket. We had a few machlokot on yesterday's daf. We ended with Chatziach HaBa'of. And we talked about what is Chatziach HaBa'of. In other words, Chatzi, the Mishnah says, is no good. But then we saw that there's actually a machloket Tana'im. Eat Mar Rav Amar Mechza Al Mechza Kirov. Rav Kana Amar Mechza Al Mechza Eino Kirov. Okay, Rav says 50-50, if it's exactly, you slice the siman, bidyuk, in the middle point, that's considered like rov, and we said, because hachi amar rachman ala moshe, lo tishaya ruba, don't leave over rov that's not shechted. So in this case, the majority is shech, and that's there's not a majority that's not shechted, too many double negatives there, but that means that it's okay. Rav Kahana says, Mechza al Mechza eino kirov, because hachi amar rachman ala moshe, shchot ruba, that's what we would have assumed. You actually have to shecht half. So now we're going to bring, okay, I charted it out. You have four questions on Rav. Okay, they're all Tanaitic sources. I didn't mark it all off at the font, but I'll fix it before I post it. Okay, so let's start with right where the parentheses are, where the lines get wide, Tanan. Okay, first we're going to quote from our Mishnah. Chatzi echa ba'of, ve'echa v'chetzi b'be'ema, shchitato psula. So here you have it explicitly in our Mishnah. Half in an oaf and one and a half in a beima doesn't work. That seems to pretty much explicitly go against Rav. Iyamar mechza mechza kirov amai pasul. Ha'avid le rov. Okay, so how could you say, according to Rav, right, it seems very obvious, right, that it seems strange when we saw Rav in the first place, because we said exactly half is no good in the Mishnah. So what do they answer? Midirabanan dilme'ata lo'ate le'mea bapalga. It's only pasul midirabanan. Really midirabanan, if you shech exactly half the siman, it's okay. But midirabanan, they said, we're going to make it no good just in case you end up doing 49.9%, okay? You got to wonder, right? It gets a little nitpicky, but you have to draw the line somewhere. So instead of drawing it at 50.1, they draw it at, you know, 50 is okay. But they're going to say 50 is not okay because at least if you require 51%, I won't do decimal points, but let's say if you require at least 51%, then at least you won't accidentally go a bit under 50. Amar Rav Katina, Tashma. Okay, how about this source against Rav Katina says, let's look at this source that goes against Rav. Chilko l'shnayim v'hem shavim shnehem tmeim l'fi she'i efshar l'tzamtzem. Okay, this is not talking about our case. This is talking about, look at Rashi, says it's a tanur, okay? Some sort of kli cheres that's nitma. If you remember, kli cheres that becomes tameh. What do we say? Shviratan zohi takanatan. If you break them, that fixes it. What does that mean? That means that if you take it and you break it in half, and you end up with, let's say, two unequal halves, the bigger part is still going to be a kli, it's still going to be tameh, but the smaller part, which is less than 50%, is going to be tahor already, because that's considered a broken kli, okay? The break has to be, if it's less than 50% of the kli. So let's see what it says here. Chilko l'shnayim behem shavim. So if they're exactly split in the middle, tmeim, they're both tameh. In other words, neither one is considered the minority, which would have said it's tahor. Why? The reason is because, okay, you would have expected, we talked about this a minute ago, when we talked, it's impossible to be so specific and know it's exactly 50%, which means that in that case where you have a kli that broke in half, one might be able to assume that what? That one half, and that's if you can't be exact, remember, if it's 51% of the kli, then it's going to still be in its tumah status. So therefore, since we're not sure, we're going to say, we're going to keep it in, it's right, we're going to assume they're all tumah, since we don't know. So now they say, what can you derive from this source? Ha, if Charlotte Samsem, would it be possible to know exactly 50-50, it sounds like they would be tahoeim. Right? And it's theoretically, if it were theoretically possible, by the way, it's a machloket. We've seen it before. If Charlotte's some same, what we have Charlotte's same. Can people be exact or can't they be exact? Right? You'd think that kind of thing wouldn't be a machloket nowadays, because nowadays we have so many implements that can measure all sorts of things. But in any case, what their assumption is that were it possible to be specific, exacting, precise, then
you'd be able to say, if it's exactly 50-50, what are we going to say? That's less than half, and we're going to count it. So amai toim, zil hacha ikaruba, zil hacha ikaruba. Okay? And then you would say that each, why would they be tahor? Because in theory, right, if you say half is like rove, then each one has a rove, and they shouldn't be good. Okay? And that goes against Rav, who says half is equal to rove. Each of these half kelim should be rove, and if it's rove, then it can't be tahor. So amara papa, tre rube b'chad manaleka. You can't possibly say that here, because you can't say 50 and 50, right? If you say half is rove, you can't have half is rove and half is rove. Half plus half, which is rove plus rove, is going to equal more than 100%. So you can't say that there. When you're talking about one siman, and the half of a siman could be considered rove, you don't have two roves. So that's not a question on Rav Shita. Okay, next one. Shachat chatzi gargaret. Okay, we're now on the third kushya. There's four altogether. Shachat chatzi gargaret. Okay, half the kaneh, the windpipe. V'shahaba kedei shchita acheret v'gamra shchitato kshira. We saw this yesterday. You shecht half the kaneh. Then you wait the enough time that you would have done another shchita, which would be a psul shihia in general. And then you finished shchitato kshira. Now, what did we say there? The reason why your shchita is kshira is because the clock doesn't start ticking yet, because half of the kaneh is nothing. So here you see, half is nothing, right? Iyamrat mechtzal mechtze kirov, itrefala. It should be a trefa, because when you shechted the half, that's like basically shechting rov. You then mess it up, because now you're waiting. You do shahia in the middle until you finish the other siman, and basically you're going to mess it up. So that should be a problematic shchita, because then it's going to be looked at as you really did your shchita after the shia, and what you did before just trafed up the animal. So now, and that's assuming what? That it's two simanim, and that we're talking about behema. Yesterday we brought the source of the question, maybe it's oaf, and we answered, no, it's behema. Here we're asking the question if it's behema, because if it's behema, it means you have to do one, and then you do the other. So misavart behema, lo beof. No, who's to say this is talking about behema? You could say this is talking about an oaf. Now, how does it work with an oaf? If you say, shachach chatzi gargera v'shaba kedei shchita acher v'gamra shchita to kshira. So why is it kshira? Mi manashach. Either which way you look at it, you could say it's kshira. If you hold like Rav, that it is like Rav, ha'avile ruba. So then you're already good. You don't even need to finish it off. It's already good from your chatzi kaneh. And im mechtzal mechtze eino kerov, then lo ave v'lo klum. And then when you finish it up later, it's fine, because it doesn't connect, right? Those two acts don't connect, because the first act was nothing. So in the end, they say this is talking about Ofa, it's not talking about Be'ema, and therefore it can't teach us anything about Rav. Tashma, last source. Hare shaya chatzi kane pagum. We've talked about this a few times, right? You open, you start checking the animal, and you find out that the first half of the windpipe was already cut. Hosif alav kol shehu. You add just a teeny bit more. You nick it a little bit. You know, you cut it a little. Vigamro, right? And that finishes it off. Shchitato kshera. V'iyamar mechtzal mechtze kirov, treif yahavya. Right? Wouldn't you say then, if mechtzal mechtze is like rov, then when you went to this animal, already rov of the siman was cut, and it shouldn't work. So again, that seems to go against Rav. Amar Rava, shane le'inyan trefa, debi'inan rov hanir eleinai. Rava says that when it comes, there's two different kinds of rovs. There's rov, which is a measurable rov that will be, you know, which maybe you could say 50% counts as rov. And then there's cases where you need a rove that's noticeable. That's what I mean, near L-A-9, a noticeable rove. Now, if this is exactly 50-50, it's not going to be noticeable. And in order to say the animal's a trefa here, we're going to need a rove that when you come in, it's a notice, you know, when you come inside the neck and you see that the kaneh is cut, in order for it to be considered a trefa, you need it to be cut to a rove that's noticeable. And this is not a noticeable majority. Okay, now this seems like, why did Rav say this? Like, what? Who's to say trefa needs rov and erele nine? Abai is going to say that makes no sense that you're assuming that assumption. I'm really Abai, below kol shekenu, shouldn't it be the opposite? Uma trefa did bimashu mitarfa. Trefa, in certain cases, you could just have a nekev somewhere of a mashu, like a little teeny nick somewhere. Now, not in the kaneh. In the kaneh, we see this isn't a trefa. But in other trefa simanim, you know, you'd have a little nick, a little hole, and that would render the whole animal a trefa. So in general, trefa is bimashu. So hecha de beina rov hanir ele naim. If in trefa you need a rov, in other words, what he's saying to Rav is like this: if you say trefa is different because you need a rov hanir ele naim, then wouldn't you say it's a kol shekein? If you need a rov hanir ele naim for trefa, all the more so for shechita you're going to need it. Why? Because ma trefa de bemashu mitarfa. If a trefa can be messed up by a mashu in certain cases, hecha de beina ruba beina rov hanir ele naim. And yet, when you need a rov, you need a rove that's noticeable. So shchita da'ad ikaruba lo mitkashra lo kol shekein de beina rov hanir ele naim. So shchita, which never is good with just a little thing, right? Not a mashu. You need an actual majority. So wouldn't you think there you need a rov hanir ele naim? And therefore, after all this, we reject based on this, and that's why I bolted it on the sheet. We've now rejected entirely this understanding of the machloket of Rav and Rav Kahana. And basically, everything we learned today, you have to kind of erase, okay? Didn't happen. Ela tekulei alma mechtzal mechtze eno kirov. Everybody agrees that 50% is not rov when it comes to shchita, okay? And that's based on this kol shekein, about this rov anir elei naim. By trefa, you would all the more so, from really the chatzika nepagum case, would prove that 50-50 doesn't work. So now, what do we do with the fact that we have this machlok at Rav and Rav Kahana about mechtzal mechtze kirov or ena kirov? So we're going to simply say their machloket was about something else. Okay? In other words, it was the same machloket about is 50-50 rov or not, but not in terms of shchita, in terms of a totally different topic, having nothing to do with us. V'chi itmar derav derav kahana linya pesach itmar. It was talking about Pesach. What about Pesach? If you remember, tumei hutra b'tzibur, which means if the majority of the people are tmeim, when it comes time to do Korban Pesach, normally if you're tamei, we push you off to Pesach Sheni. But if the majority of people are tmeim, we allow the Korban Pesach to be sacrificed b'tuma, with the majority of the people being tmeim. What if it's 50-50? That's the case where they have a machloket. Okay? What if 50% of the people are tmeim exactly? There, by the way, you can actually measure much better than here in the cases we brought up. Okay, if the people were exactly 50-50, Rav Amar Mechza Mechza Kirov and Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Rav Kahana Amar Mechza Mechza Eino Kirov, and what happens then? So the Tohorim bring the Korban Pesach, and the Tmeim get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So where do we get this from? V'hata my time into Rov. What's the reason for Rov? With Rav Kahana is obvious, because generally Rov we say is majority, not 50-50. So you really have to explain Rav. So Rav says, Dichtiv, ish ish ki yetame lanefesh. Ish nitche ve'ein sibur nitchin. Okay, only ish, right, because it says ish ish, the tamei lanefesh has to bring it on Pesach Sheni. That's only if you're individuals. By the time you have 50% of the community, that's already at Sibor. Now again, where you draw the line exactly, you know, one could think maybe a third of the people would be already, but he's going to say at 50%, that's already at Sibor. You can't call that a yachid, and therefore, in that particular case, we're going to view it differently. Okay. Now, we're going to go back to something we noticed in the Mishnah. I put the Mishnah on the sheet to just make it easier for you instead of flipping back. If you want to flip back, it's on Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah was very repetitive. It said, here comes the repetition. It says the majority of one siman is like doing the whole siman. Then at the end of the Mishnah, it said, which basically says the exact same thing. So what's the point of the repetition? So we're now going to explain. So rov echad ba'of, we're now looking at the last line, and now we're going to say, right, because they only have the question when they get to the last line. There's no question when you're at the first line, but when the Gemara gets to the second line, they say, wait a minute, tanit echad ezimna, we already taught that in the beginning of the Mishnah. Rubo shel echad kamo. So now we're going to have, okay, you can look at your sheet, we're going to have actually one answer and five different proofs of the answer. Okay, so the answer is going to be, everyone's going to agree, Amar Rav Hoshaya, Chada b'chulin v'chada b'kodshim. One is relating to a chulin case and one is relating to a kodshim case. And it's trying to tell us that both, when you do malika in the Beit HaMikdash or shchita of an animal, that rov is going to count. And in chulin, rov is going to count for shchita of a bird and shchita of an animal. Okay, so again, when it comes to kodshim, it's going to be malika and shchita, malika for the bird, shchita for the animal. And when it comes to chulin, it's going to be shchita for both. And the point is to say both in chulin and in kodshim. This applies. So the first thing to figure out is why do you need it to say in both? Utsricha. If you had it just in chulin, you might have said, on chulin, rov works. Why? What's the difference in chulin and kodshim? That you might have said, kodshim, rov is not enough. Mishum delav ledam hutzarich. In the Beit HaMikdash, you need the blood, because you need to sprinkle the blood, or throw the blood, or depending on what the situation is. Mitzoy hadam, when it comes to the bird, right? There's all different things you have to do with the blood, but you have to do something with the blood. So you need the blood. If you need the blood, well, maybe you need to cut fully both simanim in order to get the blood out. But if you're talking about chulin, maybe it would be enough just rov. So if it had just said chulin, that would be enough of rov. But aval kodshim deladamu tzarich emalo tizkele berubi. You might have said it's not enough. Rov is not enough. Ad ika kule, until you cut both simanim entirely. Or by of one siman entirely. Again, there we're going to distinguish. If you remember, olata of, you need two simanim, and katata of, one siman. V'i hashmein an kodshim, what if you just had kodshim then? And kodshim said rov. What might you have thought? You would have thought kodshim mishum deladamu tzarich. Maybe you would have thought 50% would be enough for chulin. And therefore, it had to say rov, more than 50%, to teach you that even in kodshim, even in chulin, 50% isn't enough. You need actually rov. Kamashmalan. Okay, so that's everyone agrees with. One's chulin, one's kodshim. Now the question's going to be, which is which? And interestingly enough, everyone's going to agree. Five approaches, you can see on the chart. They all say that the first mention of it is chulin, the second mention is kodshim, and they're each going to have a different proof as to why. Okay? If you can see here, there's within their answers, there's going to be questions also. Okay. Not on all of them, but on some of them. So we're going to go echad echad. Amar Rav Kahana. Mistabra resha b'chulin v'seifa b'kodshim. Okay? It seems to be that the resha is in chulin the sefer in kodshim. Why? Mimai? Midekatane hashochet. What does it say in the beginning? Hashochet achab ba'of u'shnayim v'beimah shlitato k'shera. Now, if it was kodshim, what would it say? Hamolek, right? V'yisagadat hachresha b'kodshim hamolek mibayale. What's the problem with saying that? What does it say at the end? They both, what?
They're not all birds.
No, but you're right. So that's going to be kind of the response, but it's the problem is that at the end of the Mishnah also it says Shchita. So if it said Malik at the end, then it would be much better proof. El my Seifa Bekodshim. My, you're going to say the Seifa is Bekodshim then? It's Shchita Tok Shera, it says in the Seifa. Malika Tok Shera Mibaile. It should have said Malika Tok Shera. So I say, ah, Halokasha, don't worry about that. That doesn't bother us. Aide de Salak mi Behema, Taninami Shchita Tok Shera. Ela reisha michte al ofkai v'sakadatach b'kodshim hamolek mevayale. Okay, let's explain that. The reisha starts off hashochet echad ba'of. Notice which word is next to shlita, the of. Then it says ve'echad b'beima. So since the word hashochet is right next to of, it must really mean shlita ta of. There, if they were talking about kodshim, they would have said hamolek echad ba'of hashochet shnayim b'beima or something like that. But at the end, it says, Rov Chaba'of, Rov Shnayim B'Beima, Shchitato K'shera. The Shchitato K'shera is referring to the last thing, the Shchitato K'shera is juxtaposed to the word Be'ima. So there, no matter what, we'd assume you'd use Shchita, but in the beginning, you would have assumed you'd use Malika. Okay, if you were talking about that, and therefore we've answered our question. Okay, Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, second answer. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Amar, Reisha B'chulin. Okay, Rav Shimi Bar Ashi says the Reisha is in Chulin, Mehacha. Dekatane, from where? How do we get that the resha is bechulin? Mehacha dekatane echad ba'of. Okay, it says there, in the beginning it says, hashochet echad ba'of, v'isal kadatach bekodshim ha'ika olat ha'of, debay shnei simanim. Ah, but the olat ha'of needs two simanim. So if you were talking about kodshim, you wouldn't say, hashochet echad ba'of. You would have said, hashochet echad o'shnayim ba'of, or something like that, since some require shnei simanim. Whereas in chulin, they all only require one siman. Elama, okay, so that's very good. But what about the end? Elamai, Seifa b'kodshim, you're going to say the Seifa is in kodshim. Rovacha ba'of, it also says Rovacha ba'of. Ha'ika olada of debay shnei simanim. My Rovacha. Okay, so therefore, what do they answer? My Rovachad, when it says Rovacha ba'of at the end of the Mishnah, what does it mean? Rov kol echad ve'echad. It means Rov of each one. Okay, one if you need one and two if you need two. Okay, so that's how they explain the end to say it could also be referring to the Olat Ha'of. Ubedinu delitne rov shnayim. It really should have said the majority of two, since, right? Since Ola has two. But kevadi kachatat desagele b'chad siman mishum hachi lo psikale. They specifically left it ambiguous. Okay? You follow? When they said rov echad ba'of, they meant rov of each one or anyone or whatever it might be. They left it open and ambiguous so that it would refer to both the chatat and the ola. And that's how we explain again the beginning. Hashochet echad ba'of you can't understand in any other way. But rov echad ba'of could be understood as rov kol echad ba'echad. Okay. Rav Papa. Rav Papa Amar. Reisha bechulin mehacha dekatane. Okay, so he says again the reisha is bechulin. Where does he learn it from? Mehacha dekatane. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad shishchot et havridin. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to shech the vrid, okay, to get out all the blood. Upliege rabbanan alein. It's obvious what that the rabbis disagree with him because they don't require that. And that's in the reisha. Now, iamar bishlama bechulin shapir. It makes sense if you're talking about chulin. Ela iamar bekotchim amai pliege rabbanan alein. If you need it for the blood, okay, now there's an assumption that when it comes to shchitat kodshim, everyone agrees that you have to shech the vridim in order to get all the blood out that you're going to need for the sprinkling of the blood. And therefore, it can't possibly be that that's talking about kodshim. Okay, now we're up to answer number four, Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi amar sefa bekodshim. Okay, I'm going to prove that the end is bekodshim, which means also the beginning is bechulin. Mehacha dekatane hashochet shnei rashim ke'echad shchitato k'shera. Okay, there's a braita, I assume it's a braita. Oh, no, the next Mishnah, sorry. Right, this is the next Mishnah. Alamed Aleph, I believe. Now, where is it? One second, am I missing it? It's Laman Amabet, okay. Yeah, Laman Amabet. So the next Mishnah that comes right after this says, Hashochet Shnei Rashim Ke'echad Shlitato K'shera. If you basically line up two animals and slice through both of them, shech them both, your Shlita is K'shera. Okay, now, what case will that be the case? Okay, that will only, we're now going to say that will only be the case. One second. Shchet Rashim Kishneshim Ke'echad Shchitato K'shera. Hashochet sounds like Di'evet In L'chatchila Lo. That sounds like if you did it, it's okay. But really, L'chatchila, you're not allowed to do it. Now we're going to show that what? That that's only true for Kodshim. If it's only true for Kodshim, the assumption is this is the continuation of the end of our Mishnah where they were talking about Kodshim, and then it continued into Kodshim. And that's how we know the Seif is Kodshim. Okay, how do we know that this lechatchila you can't do this in kodshim? So iamar bishlama bekodshim haynu de lechatchila lo. We know if you say that it's time about kodshim, then we understand why you can't do this lechatchila. Mishum detane Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef brought a brayta that says tizbach. Okay, the word is tizbachuhu. It's in pesuk vayikra yutet hey. It says v'chi tizbachu zevach shlamim laHashem lirtzonchem tizbachuhu. Now notice the way tizbechuhu is written without a vav between the chet and the hey. Chuhu is right with a, what do you call it? Shuruk. Okay, shuruk. With the three dots underneath and not with a vav. So now what do they say? So they say, from the first part of the word tizbach, of tizbechuhu, what do we say? Shelo yehe shnayim shochatin. You can see tizbach sounds like one person can do shlita and not two people. So two people can't shecht zevach echad. Okay? Tizbechuhu, okay, now the rest of that word means shelo yehe echad shochet shnei zvachim. Tizbechuhu means shecht it. Okay? So therefore you see one person can't shecht two zvachim. So here you see that it's talking about lechatchila, you can't do that in kodshim. V'amar Rav Kahana, tizbechuhu k'tiv. Okay, this is one of those, whether you follow the way it's pronounced or the way it's written. So he says it's written without the vav. And from that's how you learn that it's talking about one zevach. So, ela, iamart bechulin, afilu lechatchila nami. But if it was talking about chulin, then even lechatchila, one person could shech two animals. So there's no issue. So therefore, it's obvious that reish is chulin, the safest kodshim, which continues into the next mission. Va'af, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish savar, okay, last proof. Reisha b'chulim b'sefer b'kodshim. It's interesting that they end, right? Until now, we just kept saying, he says this, he says that, he says that. This one says, and even he says, that's the case. Maybe it's just sort of to finish it off and say, okay, this is also. You also have to wonder, I said this the other day when we had a, why they were trying so hard to prove Shechitas Minat Tzavar. Also this, why they were trying, right, to bring so many different proofs. Usually when they try so hard, everyone brings something. There's some reason what's motivating them. I don't know what. He holds, Reisha B'chulim B'seif B'kachim, Damar B'shem Ben Lakish, Me'achar Shashaninu Rubo Shalachad Kamohu, Lama Shaninu Rov Achad Ba'ofer, Rov Shanayim B'beima. Okay, he says exactly what we said, which is, why is there this repetition in the Mishnah? Lefisha Shaninu Haviu Lo Et HaTamid. Okay, they're now going to say the second line of the Mishnah is referring back to a Mishnah in Yoma. Okay, in Yoma it says, they brought the Korban Tamid to the Kohen Gadol. If you remember, the Kohen Gadol has to do all the Avodot on Yom Kippurim. He does everything. So the Kohen Gadol comes, they bring him the Korban Tamid, so he has to also shecht it. Kratzo Umeirek Achar Shchitato Al Yado. Okay, so what happens? Sorry, Umeirek Acher Shchitato Al Yado. So he starts off the Shchita, but he doesn't finish it. Someone else finishes it. Okay, that's what it means, Meirek. Kratzo means he starts the process. He kind of starts shechting it. Although he does the majority of both simanim, and then someone else finishes off the work. So he does the rov, which is yotzei shchita, basically, and then someone else finishes off the job. Yachol lo meirek. So you might have thought from this that if nobody finished the job and didn't cut entirely both simanim, maybe you would say yehei pasul lechach shaninu rov chabaof rov shnayim bebeima. So therefore, you needed the end to teach you. Even in Kodshim, even in, you know, even though you see the Mishnah there, which talked about this pi'ulah called merika, which is that someone has to finish off the shechita and cut it off entirely after the Kohen Gadol starts it, you see that even though it looks like you have to do the whole thing, it's okay if you don't, okay? So now they're going to say, now we want to, okay, so that proves again that the rov echa ba'ofer rov shnayim b'beima, shechita tok shera is coming to tell you, lechatchila you're supposed to do this mirika, and someone's supposed to entirely finish it off. But if they don't, the shechita shtok shera. Now we're going to talk about that a little more, but at least we finished our five answers, and now we're getting off on a tangent about this topic. Amar mar, yachod lo meirek yehe pasul. Im kain, okay, well, if it's going to be, im kain, hav yale avoda ba'acher. What even were you thinking when you suggested you might have thought, and that's what we say, our Mishnah is coming to tell you, in case you thought it would be pasul if they didn't finish off the job, it's not. Well, what were they thinking when they asked that, when they suggested? If it could have possibly been pasul, meaning you have to shech both simanim entirely, then what do we say? The Kohen has to do all the avoda, and then in Ken Havile Avoda Ba'acher. This should be, instead of the Kohen Gadol doing the avoda, someone else is actually doing the avoda. If the chiyuv of, right, of doing the tamid is to cut both simanim entirely, and someone else finishes off that job, then it turns out the Kohen Gadol didn't do that job. V'tanya, kol avodat yom kippurim enam kshirot el abo. Only the Kohen Gadol can do them. So therefore, what do they say? Hachi kamar. This is what they meant when they said, Yachol lo meirek yehe pasul. Yachol yehe pasul midorabana. You might have thought, obviously, midoraita, it's fine if you do rov, and therefore, midoraita, the avoda was done by the Kohen Gadol. The fact that midorabana and someone else has to finish it off, that's what we were suggesting. Maybe it would be pasul of midorabana if they didn't do it. Tesalkadata hamina, ika psul durabana. You might have thought it would be pasul midorabana if you didn't finish it. Lechach shaninu, and that's why we need in our mission to tell us, rov chabaof, rov shayim bebeima. It's enough. Right, that rov is sufficient, even midrabban. Okay, well now what's the big question then? If rov is enough, even midrabbanan, right, certainly midoraita, even midrabbanan, then why do we even need to do it? In other words, if the Kohen did rov and that's sufficient, even on the rabbanan level, why does everyone even need to finish it off? So what are they? So what does the Gemara answer? Mitzvah lemarek. It's just a mitzvah. In other words, it's a better, right, first of all, you'll get more blood out. It's just better. Okay, so better to do that, but it certainly doesn't need to be done. Okay, so now we're going to talk about another topic about shechita. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish mishum Levi Saba, ena, and that means like Levi the Zaken, ena l'shechita ela basof. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar yeshna l'shechita mitchila v'ad sof. We've actually mentioned this before. What does this mean? We learned it in Tzvachim. Actually comes up another sugya also that we've seen, but that was a much longer time ago in Pesachim, Bava Kama. Okay, what does this mean? Is shechita, do we view the act of shechita as happening only at the very end, or do we view the whole process as you start out as part of the shechita process? Now we're going to see all sorts of nafgaminas for this. What's the relevance? Okay, so we're going to see that now. So Amar Rava,
הכל מודים, היחד יש אחד סימן אחד עובי כוכבים, וסימן אחד ישראל שהיא פסולה, שהרי נעשה בה מעשה טריפה ביד עובי כוכבים. Okay, it's obvious that if an Ovei Kochavim does one siman and a Jew does another siman, then obviously that's not going to be good. In other words, nobody thinks, even if you say Eino L'Shchita Ela L'Basof, and let's say the Jew does the end, you might say, oh, that's good because Eino L'Shchita Ela L'Basof. No, you can't, that doesn't work in that case. Everyone would agree. Because why? Because if the Jew finishes it and the Ovei Kochavim started it, then what happens? You end up, the animal's a trefa when it gets to the Jew, so it can't possibly be that. Be'olat ha'of nami, in the olat ha'of case also there's no machloket, because hecha demalik siman echad lamata v'siman echad lamala, let's say in this case. Okay, if you remember, if you do siman echad lamata, so the olat ha'of has to be shechted lamala. Okay, you can remember ola has to go up, so has to be done on top of the mizbech. So let's say you did the malika down below, and then you did, right, so one siman you did below, and one siman you did lamala. So if you say, Ein l'shlita ela l'basof, maybe you'd say it's okay. He's going to say, no, no, no. Everyone agrees in that case also it's not okay. Psula, why? Share asaba ma'aseh chatata of lamata. That you did something that it's okay. Now, in olat ha'of, you need two simanim. But were it a chatat, it would only need one siman. So it's looked at when you did that malika lamata, then it's looked at, since you already did one siman, even though you didn't do both simanim, and for a lot of you need both simanim, since in a chatara of one siman is the whole malika, here, since you did it in a bird, we're going to view that one siman as if you did an act of shchita, and you did it in a way that was pasul, so it's no good. So everyone agrees about that too. Lo nech leku ela, now we finally get to what case did they disagree about. Kegon sheshachat siman acha bachutz, let's say in the Malikata Of, you did one siman outside and one siman inside. Lamanda Amar, remember, you can't do shchita outside, right? That's called shchita chutz. So Lamanda Amar, yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atsof, michayev. If you say the whole process is considered shchita, then part of the process, the first siman, you shechted outside. So that's shchita chutz in your chayav. Lemand amar ena l'shchita ela basof lo mechayev. You're not going to be chayav because in order to be over on shchutei chutz, you have to have done a maaseh shchita. And since you didn't finish it, you only did one siman outside, and the second siman you did inside. That's not considered shchutei chutz. Okay. Now, there's still a problem here because if we say what we said a minute ago about the chatara of, this would have the same thing, which is what Rabbi's going to say now. Amalei Rabbi Bar Shimi. Marlo Amar Hachi, okay, my rabbi didn't say that. Umanu Rav Yosef, who's his rabbi? Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef would not agree with you. Why? Because he says, Hecha deshachat siman acha b'chutz v'siman acha b'fnim, nami pasul. Sharei asaba ma'aseh chatata of b'chutz. Okay? Here, you since one siman is valid in a chatata of, even though you're doing it in olat ha'of, it's still considered that you were shchutei chutz. Even if you say ein l'shchita ela basof, since one whole siman in a bird is a meaningful act, therefore, everyone would agree in that case. So now we're stuck with, so what case do they disagree? Lo nech leku ela kigon sheshachat mi'ut simanim b'chutz v'gamro b'fnim. If he takes both simanim and he shechs a minority of both simanim outside and then finishes them inside, here's a good nafkamina between their machloket. So now what do you have? You started the act of shchita outside, but you didn't do any full act of shchita yet. You finished it up inside. You got to rove inside of both simanim. So now what do we say? If you say, yesh l'shchita mitchila v'adsof, then we'd say you actually did a shchitat chutz. If we say ein l'shchita ela basof, then we don't care what you did until that point. We only care when you get to the rove. When you got to the rove, you were inside. So you're fine. Okay, so leman damar, let's read that inside. Yesh na l'shchita mitchila v'adsof, mechayev, you be chayav. Leman damar, ein l'shchita ela basof, lo mechayev, you wouldn't be chayav. Okay, now we're going to bring a question. Mativ Rabbi Zera. Kol ha'oskim b'parah mitchila v'adsof, mitam'im b'gadim, uposlin otah b'melacha acheret. Okay, anyone who's dealing with the para, from the para aduma, from the beginning till the end, is mitame begadim. Okay, anyone who deals with the para aduma, if you remember, anyone who does any of the avodot, anyone who deals with the para aduma, what did we say? You remember the interesting thing about the para aduma? It's mitame, it's mitaher, it's the whole purpose is litaher, but it's mitame, anyone who deals with it. So now the question is, what does it mean, deals with it? Deals with it means you did, let's say, shchita, right? You shechted the para aduma, you'd be chayav.
What if you started the process, right? So now let's see what this says. So kol ha'oskim b'para mitchila. Right, I'm in the right place here. Yeah, kol ha'oskim b'para mitchila va'ad sof mitamim begadim. Okay, anyone who deals with the para from the very beginning till the end is mitamim begadim. Uposlin otah b'melacha acheret. And also, it's pasul, right? Anyone who deals with the para is not allowed to deal with any other melacha. Like, you can't get distracted. You're not allowed to be doing any melacha, and if you do, it passes the para aduma. So from the whole time you're dealing with it, it passes it melacha acher. Iraba psul b'shchitata. Okay, let's say you messed up. Okay, here you mess up the para. You sheft it improperly. Bein kodem psula, bein la'achar psula, eina mitama begadim. If you mess up the shchita at any stage, okay, whether you were dealing with it before it got messed up or you were dealing with it after it got messed up, it's not matame begadim. Okay, there's no tuma because the shchita never really happened because the shchita was a bad shchita. It's only if it's a kosher shchita does it make you matame begadim. Behaza'ata, but when it comes to the sprinkling, kodem psula matama begadim, lachar psula ina matama begadim. If you were dealing with the sprinkling, if it got messed up during the sprinkling process, which means after the shechita was completed, so then it depends. If you dealt with it before it got messed up, then you would be metame begadim. Even though the process never finished, since the shechita process was done properly, then if you were dealing with it before it got messed up in the haza'a, it would be metame begadim. If you were dealing with it after, then it wouldn't be metame begadim, because once the haza'a got messed up, right, then the whole thing is pasul and you're not really doing anything. You follow? So when it comes to shchita, it doesn't matter whether you were dealing with it, right, irab pasul bishchitata, right, no matter what, either before or after, it's not going to be matame begadim. But once the shchita was done properly, then anyone who dealt with it until that point, even though ultimately it got messed up, they'll still be tmei'im. Okay? So now they say like this. So here comes the question. If you hold that we do view shchita as shchita from the beginning, from when you start the shchita process, so let's say you start the shchita, you start doing it and all is good. Then let's say you wait in between one siman to the other. And then you mess it up. So if you say yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'ad sof, what did we say? You're not going to be pasul at all, even if you dealt with it in the beginning stage of the shchita. But now we should say, if yesh l'shchita mitchila v'ad sof, what should we say? Lifno nami b'shchitata. You should distinguish also by shchitata. Irabah psul b'shchita kodem psula. If you were dealing with the animal in the first part of the slaughtering process, before it got pasul, it should be matamba begadim. Because this is considered, if yesh l'shchita mitchila v'ad sof means, as soon as you start doing it, that's considered an act of shchita. Lachar psula ena matamba begadim. And it doesn't say that. So what does Rava answer? Rava, nitzkal kelash shchita ka'amarta, shanei hatan di'gali milton lemafreya delav shchita hiklal. That's because you messed up the shchita. If you mess up the shchita, then retroactively, what you did in the beginning of the shchita process was irrelevant. You can't say yesh l'shchita mitchila v'ad sof if there never was a sof. If the sof got messed up, then obviously your beginning didn't mean anything, okay? And therefore, you can't ask a question from there. But Rava now continues and says, but Ela Amar Rava, I kashili ha kashili. But here's a better question. Lemanda Amar ena l'shchita ela basof. If you say that there's only shchita basof, then liflog b'hachshara depara. You should make a distinction when we said that's kasher, where tikigon d'shachtua betre gavre, d'gavra kama lo mitama, d'gavra batra mitama. You should say like this. If you say, 1 second. Ein l'shchita el l'basof. Then what should we say? In a kosher para, that's what it means, b'hachshara de para. If the para ends up being kosher and everything's fine, then what should you say? If ein l'shchita el l'basof, one person starts the shchita, another person finishes the shchita, what should we say? The first person shouldn't become tamei because ein l'shchita el l'basof. Basof is what's koveh. Who is doing the shchita at the end? Okay? So, lomatama. So what would we say? Gavra kama lomatama. The first guy shouldn't be tame. The gavra batra mitama. Okay, what's the obvious problem with this question? Think what we learned today. Tiz bichuhu, what do we learn? Two people can't sheft one kochim. So how could you possibly have a case like that? It's not a good example. Amar Rav Yosef, tre gavre b'chad zivcha kamarta. What, you gave an example of two people with one korban, one shchita? Bar mine dahu, there's no such thing. Detanina, we learned tizbach shelo yehu shnayim shochatim zevachat. Right? We learned two things. And maybe you didn't remember because we focused more on one person can't shech two animals at once, two korbanot at once. But we also learned two people can't shech one korban. So it can't possibly be the scenario that you're bringing. So as Rava was asking the question, it should have distinguished, it should have said in that source, if it depends, right? If you really held, and as he was trying to question the shita, that ein el shchita ela levasof, and to say based on that, it should have brought up an example of two people slaughtering him. Rav Yosef says, I don't know what you're talking about. There is no, there can't be such a thing. It's not allowed. Okay? Tov, we'll stop here and we'll pick up with this. It's going to continue tomorrow.